The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
I'm taking this guy on his word here because it just doesn't seem like it's just so hard to believe. But anyway, listen to the story. First time, long time. I'm now currently working in Dillingham, Alaska at a fish processing plant. I'm about 5 miles outside of town. I was in a phone booth next to the plant at a public boat launch. Phone booth's kind of like the size of a porta potty. It's got a satellite dish on top for the phone. So he's like in rural Alaska.
Yeah.
A vehicle drives up. I thought I knew the person. Got off the phone, went to the SUV, but it wasn't who I thought it was. Big native lady in the back seat offered me a beer.
You need to drink one of these.
Thank you. And since I'd been without beer for weeks, I said, okay, sure. I sat in the back seat with her, drank the beer. Then she grabs me, puts me in a hold.
You are mine.
Hey!
Time for your sex seed.
Tells the driver to go.
Oh, my God.
The lady that had me in a headlock / wrestling hold was telling me, the more babies we make together, the more money we'll receive monthly. And I knew I had to get away.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I looked at the doors. The handles were gone on both rear passenger doors.
Oh, my God.
The front passenger door had a vice grip on what was left of the handle. So I fought my way to the front bench seat, but she then had me by the feet. I knew I only had one chance at opening the front door. I popped it open, looked behind me, got 1 foot free, did what I had to do.
Oh, kicked her right square in the face, huh?
She let go.
Yeah.
Then I jumped out of this vehicle like 30-ish miles an hour on a gravel road.
Wow.
You know, I ran as fast as I have ever ran back to the porta potty phone to get back on the phone.
Wow.
Craziest day of my entire life.
That's the most insane thing I've ever heard.
Had to share it with you guys. I love y'all, and your podcast is making my work days up here manageable. Keep it up. Thanks again.
I did not know that this was happening to people in Alaska.
Nope.
Bebops snatching them up?
There's bebop snatching.
Native bebops.
I've been bopnapped.
Yeah.
I've been bopnapped. She's got me by the feet.
So like, bebop lures you in with a beer.
With a beer.
And then rock steadies the driver.
Yep. Step on it.
Yeah. And they're just trying to get you to please them.
Go ahead.
They need your sex seeds.
Oh, my God. That's torturous.
Oh, make government check babies.
You never want to have to kick someone in the face, especially a woman.
Yeah. But it's her.
I understand why he did it.
Of course.
He was not going to shake her loose of that grip. That's like her grabbing onto like a full slab of ribs, you know?
Yeah, you're not getting that back. It's like a snapping turtle.
Right.
You got to keep your distance. The PSI on her.
Oh, chubby fingers. Scary. That's so scary.
It's the scariest thing ever. It's odd to hop in the back and share a beer with just people.
I'm telling you what I'm never doing.
It's hopping in the back and
no.
So you're so bored in Alaska, I would think. There's like, oh, people. Yeah.
But are you just, you're too,
you know, you're
too willing to.
Trusting.
Now, I had a friend that moved out to Colorado and would tell me that what they would do all the time was hitchhike. Like, out there, hitchhiking is like a normal...
It's not a big deal.
People pick people up all the time. It's like how to get from one small ski town to another one. You hitchhike. I'm like, you're going to get killed.
Right.
You're going to get killed. Now, maybe this is the same type of thing where I look at it with this great amount of fear, but people in Alaska are like, oh, no, we always sit in the back of other people's cars and drink random beers that they offer us. Yeah. Maybe that's the way
Probably.
It is. I mean, I'm as far away from Alaska life...
Oh,
as you
oh,
could, as you could ever get.
Really,
you know,
city
none
life
of us could
here.
Survive.
No,
of us could survive.
Well, all of us. I don't want to say too much, but I mean, I've watched a lot of Alaska on TV.
Mm-hmm. I haven't.
You need to be a special kind of.
dude, I'd get into some berries or something real quick, and
just like that one guy.
Yeah. It'd be bad. I couldn't survive a lot. I don't think I could survive Anchorage, and that's a city.
Right. No, I agree with you.
No.
But I would assume everybody in Alaska, like, if I lived in Alaska, I wouldn't trust anybody because I would figure everybody's there because they're on the lam.
Exactly. Why are you in Alaska? Mm-hmm. Who are you hiding from?
Did you murder somebody 20 years ago?
Yep. Of course I did.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah. That's the only way we get there.
I would never go to Alaska just to visit. Just go, oh, look.
Yeah,
no.
So.
It's... No, you see there, I might.
Yeah, I know you will. You will, for sure. Yeah. You'll take probably a cruise.
Yeah, he's got
there.
A cruise there.
No, so, no, not now.
Next week. Next week he's going.
He's got a plan.
Got a real good deal on an Alaskan cruise. Super cheap.
Yeah.
My grandma and grandpa.
He's got to fly to six different cities to get there.
Yeah. My grandparents lived there for a while, Alaska.
Did they really?
Yeah. My grandma always told me stories about, she ran a little grocery store. And
wow.
My grandpa was in the Air Force and was doing stuff up there.
Yeah.
And she said it was wild. I was like, what's Alaska like? She always had just like one answer for everything whenever I'd ask her something. I'd be like, what's Alaska like? And she'd be like, I ate moose.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, goodness. That's enough.
That's all you need to say. Yeah.
A fine answer.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, she said she met Johnny Cash up there too, which was like
one
of the coolest things I've ever heard from somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's super cool. Mm. That's not your normal Alaska experience,
though. Right.
No.
I assume you're not meeting anyone.
Well, I feel like there was a time when Alaska...
pass out from panic.
There was a time when Alaska was like this real place of adventure. And I mean, maybe for some people it still is, but I feel like it's more of a place of solitude now.
Yeah.
Where you're going to escape government, escape the law... escape people.
Yeah.
You know, before it was like, that's where Wyatt Earp moved. You know what I mean? Like, Wyatt Earp.
Well, I mean.
Moved to Alaska because it was like the promise of gold and.
Those cops up there, they say that Alaskan state patrols or whatever, like each of them, one cop has a like Texas sized area of land they got to guard. It's like one cop's patrolling a Texas.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Texas is pretty big.
Yes,
it sure is.
Just as big. Yeah. You gotta keep an eye on Texas.
Well, yeah. And in order to see it all, I got to drive like 120 down every road.
It's crazy.
So I can't even really tell what's going on.
It's crazy. But I mean, I'd have a heart attack if a big lady snatched me up like that.
Oh, don't we all would?
Actually, you never know right now.
Right now might be the time for them to try.
All right.
So someone texted saying that actually in Alaska, in a lot of areas, it is illegal to have alcohol. So maybe that's why he jumped so quick in the back of the car for a beer.
Makes it even worse. It's illegal to have alcohol there.
That's how they got him.
Definitely not going there.
That's how they got him.
Yeah.
If you haven't had alcohol in weeks and there's a bebop handing you a beer, I get it.
What do you think of this bubbly cold?
Nice gold brew.
Little number. You want to share one? Crack one.
So some Native Americans are still expert hunters and trappers.
Yeah.
This bebop was.
Yeah, she was.
She knew exactly how to trap this guy.
She got him.
She did. She said, I don't know what kind of trap it was, but it was probably modified off of something passed down from generations.
It's a beer trap that's been in my family.
Yeah, exactly. It's modified. Yeah. Modified polar bear trap, but to ensnare hot guys.
You used to ensnare walry with him.
Someone texted saying their dad was actually stationed in Alaska while in the Air Force with Chuck Norris.
That's pretty cool.
That's the safest you'll ever be.
You imagine if Chuck Norris kicked a Kodiak bear.
Well, he would.
Kodiak bear'd lose.
Yeah, of course.
Bear's head would explode.
Yeah.
Right off his shoulders.
Kodiak right bears knew to stay away.
So to Kyle in Alaska listening, dude, be thankful that you got out of that bebop's trap.
Yeah, stay safe.
Stay safe, dude. Don't take beers from strangers, okay? Stay safe. Not what we thought we'd have to tell you to stay safe from, but...
No.
Never,
God.
You gotta watch
trust a backseat beer.
No.
A bebop's backseat beer. You guys, some sad news. Pussy Galore died.
Jeez.
The woman who played Pussy Galore in the Bond movie.
I can't believe that she's still alive.
I know, she's 94.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Long
Good
life.
For her. Yeah. She played Dr. Kathy Bates in the 60s Avengers series, and I guess they did a British version of Who's the Boss?
Who's the boss?
The female lead in that.
Huh.
I have to assume that she was, like, I don't know who that is.
I don't know, from the Bond movie,
I couldn't tell you if she was great looking, but you better be, I would assume, if that's your name.
Yeah.
Pussy galore?
Not so much.
Well, back then.
No, I'm saying now. I mean,
it's hilarious that that was allowed to be her character name.
I know, right?
Yeah. Like,
that is the funniest thing to me. I think that's why I'm not a Bond guy like you guys are. Like, yeah. I couldn't take it seriously because he's just like, pushy.
Yeah.
Pushy galore. Come here.
Yeah. They knew how to make a movie back then. Right?
Hey, we need a name for this chick. Anybody got any ideas? It's the 60s. Women are objects. Any ideas?
Well, we're going to call the movie Octopussy.
Okay. I'm liking it. I like how you use the word pussy in there. Yep.
What about a lot of pussy?
I think that might upset some of the people on board with the film.
Hmm.
But I'd like where you're going with it. What if... Pussy galore.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's
write
why,
it down.
That's
write
why
it
I'm
down.
Hit the big bucks. That's why they paid me.
Gotta get a top off real quick.
God. It's always cracked me up. I remember being a little kid and being like, pussy galore?
Yeah.
No, me too. I couldn't believe they actually let her be named Pussy.
That's crazy.
That was her name.
But didn't they do that? Away. Like, she's probably the most remembered of the names, but weren't all the names stuff like that? Like, I thought the girls' names were always
suggestive. Like, Nancy Nipples or anything. I always thought there was some...
I know Austin Powers lampooned
a lot
of
they
it.
Did, right?
Yeah. And so,
like,
a vagina.
Yeah.
But I think it just came from the one.
Mm. Yeah, just from...
Just from Pussy Galore.
Pussy Galore.
Huh.
I don't think the rest of them had...
I guess I just always hoped that all of them back in those, like... 60s, 70s movies.
Oh, well, there was Holly Goodhead.
Oh, my God.
I thought, you know.
Oh, there was Xena on a top. And Plenty O'Toole.
Oh. Yeah. So.
That's more like those 60s executives that.
Right.
That,
yeah. Like, women are people, call them just what they are.
It's like, what Jesus. About. Candy ride you.
Candy ride you, dick. How about that?
Candy ride you, dick.
Yeah. She's the villain.
Candy. Candy ride you, dick.
So, yeah, I mean, crazy. Like, you gotta, you know, those, like, 1950s.
What about swirly muff on your face?
Sure.
I love it. The next Bond girl.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Yes, yeah, so there's no, like, just list of Bond girls.
It's a crazy.
There's apparently a million of them.
Could you imagine?
Like, just, like, none of them were main characters, right? There's a lot of other.
Yeah, I'm just trying to. Honey Rider.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So there's also.
Kissy Suzuki.
Oh,
Holly Mary Goodnight.
Yeah.
There you go.
Octopussy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those when they started.
All of them were.
No, I think they broke loose of it.
Yeah, those
eventually.
They were like, we got us.
They were like, boy,
Miss Good Thighs.
Miss Good Thighs.
Yeah.
Fatima. Oh, I thought that said Bush. Fatima Blush.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, there's lots of different. I thought Pussy Galore was the only one.
No, I had a feeling it wasn't going to be. Just because of the jokes that have been made, like,
right.
You know.
It is crazy, but it was like, can you imagine what that poor lady, what actually Pussy Galore had to go through to be Pussy Galore?
I know. Jesus. Is she the one, who's the Bond girl that was in the iconic white bikini?
That's her.
Oh, no.
What, is not. That her, or?
Maybe not.
I don't think so.
There's like an iconic Bond girl.
Bond girl in white bikini.
That was Honey.
Ursula Andress.
Oh, that's...
Honey Rider.
That's Honey Rider.
Honey Rider.
Well, Honey Rider, no. That's like iconic James Bond right there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Al, by the way. For
no, Al just chimed in. That was honey.
That's honey. That's
that honey.
Honey. 1962, we're talking my wheelhouse.
Yeah, it's his wheelhouse. Yeah.
Al actually has her poster up in his bedroom.
Yeah.
Right next to Susie Muff in her face. There's Halle Berry is almost recreated that scene when she was a Bond girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Flexi think- tight butt. Oh, that's good. Oh, write that one down, too. You got every one of them written down.
That was like someone's job back then.
Yeah, flexi tight butt. I did it. Have some more of this cocaine.
Yeah. Would have been a fun time to be around.
Mm-hmm.
Name and but
yeah, that
girls.
To me, that girl's like the iconic. Like, that's
yeah.
what
yeah, you're that's
girl.
What they think of.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Crazy story here. I can't even imagine what the odds are on a coincidence like this. So a man and a woman were arguing in a U-Haul parking lot in Eugene, Oregon.
Yeah.
The guy pulls out a firework, lights it,
mm-hmm.
throws it at the woman.
Okay.
She ducked.
Yes.
She got out of the way, and the guy left the lot. Here's what he didn't know. There was another guy hiding in that same U-Haul lot at the same time. He was underneath one of the other U-Haul trucks stealing gas.
Oh, no.
Sparks from the firework
yeah.
flew near the gas.
Bye.
Uh-oh.
And four U-Haul trucks burst into flames. The gas thief and the woman ran away. The gas thief's pants and sleeve were on fire, though.
Yeah.
The cops dug through security footage to figure out what happened. And eventually they realized the fire was the result of two unrelated crimes happening at the same time at the same place.
Perfect storm.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like,
how crazy is that?
Who throws a firework? The Green Goblin is the only other person I know that uses weaponry like that.
Yeah.
The Green Goblin from Spider-Man. He throws pumpkin
You're right.
Bombs.
I don't. I've never encountered anyone who threw a firework as a weapon.
That's new. It's like, who does that?
I don't know.
Who's just carrying around
What'd
fireworks?
What'd you say?
And then
Spider-Man?
You just step to the side, and it's just like, poof.
Yeah. And then there's a guy emerges with a flaming arm. It's like Spider-Man and the Fantastic Four.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, there's the Human Torch over there.
You going to argue with me at this U-Haul? Well, I got something for you right here. Yes!
How big a firework can you carry around?
Yeah, like what, that you're on, it's on your person.
You'll ruin the day you crossed me and these snakes.
I love the idea of it being like a box of them where he's like, gotta set it all up.
Yeah.
You'll never catch me with this smoke bomb. Spider-Man!
Those are too impressive, dude. You gotta find like backyard fireworks.
Backyard fireworks.
You gotta find like backyard.
Not professional.
Yeah. You know, like, oh man, we need some crappy fireworks. No.
Crappy fireworks.
Not gonna.
Crappy fireworks.
Yeah, I know the sound.
Firecrackers.
I know. Yeah, firecrackers.
So. Okay. Well, it's too late
now. Yeah. Would have been still funny, but.
I don't know, man. That sounds too much.
Yes, the U-Haul is mine!
The U-Haul is mine!
My plan! If anybody crossed me, I said it.
And I'm just trying to, I'm trying to get gas for the apocalypse. And you blow me right to kingdom come.
Who are you? Where do you come from? I'm Chuck the Gassy. I'm on fire, for God's sake. Yes, you are.
Why are you throwing fireworks?
I have no quarrel with you. It's with this woman that I threw a firework at.
What?
Why would you do that? She crossed me at the U-Haul. I'm trying to steal gas. I'm trying to do crime, too. I'm covered in gas. Why do you laugh like that? That's why I laugh. I throw bombs and say, ha, 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 ha.
You throw bombs. Think that's about it.
They're firecrackers. I can't make real bombs.
No.
Something I'm very insecure about.
Oh, my goodness.
You have to. That's how you laugh.
Yeah, it is.
I would think that.
That's a throw firecracker at your face.
I would think that it would be. I feel like they're homemade.
I'm Chuck the Gassy.
Yeah.
Who are you? I'm Firecracker Frank.
Look out. I hear Firecracker Frank is in the U-Haul.
I'm here. I need to move some things.
It'll be interesting when fireworks become a weapon again. You know? Like they're just for entertainment right now.
But
as the apocalypse advances, fireworks will be a weapon. You will launch them.
Here they come! Hold, wait till you see the whites of their eyes! All right, now! Throw the cherry bombs!
Yeah.
Cherry bomb!
They're so stupid.
Sparklers now! Spell your name! I'll burn you!
Oh yes. My God.
Try and take my fireworks.
That's like your evil villain music.
Yes! I'm Sparkler Pete!
What are you gonna do?
I'll show you. How about a little of this? Jeez! Yeah, that's a big one. I had to go out of state for that one. Oh my God! I got this one in Texas.
No, it's done.
Oh no!
Okay,
watch your fingers. Watch your fingers, Gassy.
It's just little explosions.
Gassy.
Watch your fingers. I'm on fire. Yeah, you're a gas thief, man. Yep. Stop throwing those!
We're gonna go for a while!
How long are these gonna go for? It was a huge box! I bought it at one of those weird tents! Outside a grocery store, they're just set up out of nowhere.
That's the story of Firecracker Frank.
The Firecracker Frank! Oh God, run everybody! Look out! I'm covered in gasoline!
No, you all is safe!
You just, they burned down all our U-Hauls!
I did! That's what I do!
You'll never guess.
I love the idea of a real long wick.
Yeah, you gotta have it, baby. I'm safe. Yeah.
You're holding it a long time.
What are you gonna do with that? What are you gonna do with that? Oh! Such a long wick. Yeah. Hey, home! Yeah. My shoes!
Dance!
My shoes! My beautiful shoes!
So the guy who threw the firework was arrested for reckless endangerment and criminal mischief. The cops have not caught Chuck the Gas Thief yet.
No.
But if they do get him, he'll also be facing charges.
Well, look for a guy who's burned.
Gas thief's on the run.
Yeah. He's got one sleeve missing, one leg missing.
Yeah. His legs were on fire. His arm was on fire.
It's dangerous being a gas thief.
It is. It's more dangerous than you think. I would have thought, you know, stealing that gas... Well, no one's going to catch me.
You don't expect a firework.
I sure don't. You imagine, though, like you're stealing gas. You're like, oh, God, I got some on me. You've spilled it a bit. You're trying to siphon the gas out. You're getting it everywhere. And then all of a sudden you hear an argument. And you look over.
What the?
And you're like, a guy pulls out a lighter with a...
Hey, like, no. I'm gas. No. Don't do it.
Yeah.
No!
Oh!
You wouldn't expect it.
No. Not at all.
Yeah, you gotta, if you're gonna join forces, those two guys, they gotta really communicate.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, you gotta right. tell me when you're gas thieving.
Well, yeah, yes. You gotta tell me when you're gonna throw thieving. Those firework, Frank.
I know.
Two married men in Kenya who are cattle traders by profession.
I love you. Love you too.
Fought to the death.
Uh-oh.
After Jeez. Slashing each other over a woman.
Oh. I was lying. I thought you loved me. No, it's a lie. Now we must fight.
The men are reported to have fought mm-hmm. at Old Jari in Gilgilgilsub, County of Kenya.
I'll see you at Old Jari Gilgilgilsub. The old Jari Gilgilgilsub.
The new one.
Leaving people in shock as they attacked each other. One had his neck completely severed and died on the spot.
Yes.
Oh.
The other died after arriving at a nearby health center.
Well,
Gilgilgil sub-county commissioner Nadambuki Laguki Mateki mm-hmm. says police are investigating the matter. They're also looking for the woman they were fighting over.
Man. So I guess they were married, guys, though.
Well, these two guys had been living with the same woman for the last 2 years without knowing.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild stuff.
2 years you live with the same girl?
But so she'd go back and forth, I guess, to their houses?
Okay, so wait a second.
So both of them who are married.
When you said they were married, I thought they were married to each other.
Guys were married.
No.
That's why I said,
that's why we said, I love you too.
Oh, I thought you were just being nice friends.
No. We were married. We were married and in love.
Married and in love.
Dave was very confused there for a while. He was like, I don't know what they're up to over there, but it's not making any sense.
What scene are they recreating? Really nice guys?
You said two married men.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Like, Chuck, you know, like, you're a married man.
I thought that
married
it was
to each other.
The dudes were married. I really thought that.
That's what I thought, too.
And then a woman was like, threw him. They're like, I am not gay. What? Turns out I'm not gay. I'll see you in Gilla. Oh!
So both men who are married, not to each other.
Right.
To this woman, didn't know each other until the other morning when one of them found the other having breakfast in the woman's house.
Get up, but up,
oh, no. Yep. And then they chop city. So one guy was getting minced.
Yeah.
And then he got a good shot in on the neck, and that was like.
That was it.
The lights out.
You can't take a machete chop to the neck.
Machete. Well,
you can't get your head severed and survive.
Generally. No.
Yeah, they can't reattach that typically.
Story's less interesting now.
I thought it was time.
No. I thought it was.
Find the guys that were married.
I've changed my sexuality overnight. What? I do not love you. I love the woman that's living with both of us. Machete fight.
Yeah.
Oh, you've decapitated
me. Yes, but I am bleeding. Quite bad.
Sorry about that. Yes.
Okay.
You can clear out just off the top. Two men married, not to each other.
It was love. It was a real story of love at the beginning for us.
I love you. I love you too.
Just two. I thought it was just nice. Like, wow, there's no such nice friends.
No. Two gay Kenyan lovers. What we were going for there. That's what we were going for.
I was like, they are very much in love.
Yeah. I love you.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah.
I'll try to be less confusing as we go forward.
Yeah.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This is something we're all obsessed with our backsides these days. Either we can't get toilet paper or we're searching for it or we might install a bidet because we're so afraid to have a nasty ass.
Yes.
Well, what about a toilet so advanced that it recognizes your butthole?
I love this idea.
Yeah.
Get off. It removes you if you're not my precise butthole.
I've read a couple of stories about this butthole technology.
Scientists at Stanford want you to boldly go where no one has gone before, specifically a camera-laden toilet that scans and recognizes your anal print.
Isn't this just a way for the Russians to get your butthole in the camera?
This is the thing. Nobody's butthole is the same.
I know.
It's like fingerprints.
We will use it.
Seriously, then they will identify and find your butthole.
Why think is about this needed?
We are putting something in that's going to have a camera on it?
Do you really want pictures of your buttholes?
Well, that's not what it's about. Don't. Here's what it's about. Like researchers at Stanford.
What is this? Print it out here. Whoa, it's different than I thought.
Jesus. Look, oh my.
That's so strange.
How many people you think could pick their butthole out in a lineup?
That's a funny question. I don't think I would.
Many could.
I couldn't.
That's so.
I bet I could. I've had to give mine a gander from time to time just because of all of the things that go wrong. So, I mean, I got a pretty good handle on him.
Yeah. I feel like I could pick mine out, too.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I know his surroundings.
I've never seen my butthole.
Yeah. It's too bad.
So you couldn't ID it?
I couldn't. I would not even know.
The green is this.
I'd be like, is that a stranger's butthole or mine?
Yeah.
So here's what it's about, though.
Okay.
Researchers at Stanford have devised a system for tracking defecation and urination by specific individuals, sending that data to the cloud, and analyzing it for the purposes of public health.
Yes.
It's a smart toilet, but could be the first one to ever take a picture of your beehole. The so-called precision health toilet is equipped with four cameras, the stool camera, the anus camera, and two urinal flow cameras. Combined, they allow the toilet to analyze users' urine and classify stool according to the stool form scale using deep learning.
This is getting deep states.
The toilet uses a form of two-factor authentication to ensure it associates the right poop with the right person. It employs a fingerprint scanner embedded in the flush and the anal print, hoping to prevent mix-ups involving shared toilets.
This is total spy stuff, I think.
Yeah, it's not smart. Yeah. This is not smart.
What is the purpose?
Just
for public health, to see what's going on with you.
Yeah, just to...
I think we've been fine for all these years without...
Nope.
I wouldn't say fine. We're not fine.
Well, I mean...
We're a mess, but...
You know what I mean.
We don't need it.
We don't need it.
We don't need it.
Government needs to check our butts.
They want to know. They say there's, like, you can find out a lot from people about their butt stuff, right?
Oh, for sure.
Well, so I know that Kim Jong-un has a team of people that make sure his poop's never...
Like, discovered.
If he travels, like...
Yeah.
Like
but they bring his own toilet, right? And they take the toilet?
Because they don't want anybody analyzing the, dear leader's poop.
Yeah.
So your data doesn't remain with the toilet. It's sent to the cloud for later analysis. All collected images...
It's in the cloud.
It's in the cloud. Mm-hmm. All collected images and videos are transmitted to a cloud system through wireless communication. When asked about privacy issues, they say, we unconditionally ensure the security of all photos and private information of our users through end-to-end encrypted transmissions.
This is crazy that this is happening now.
I feel like it's the beginning of, when society takes that big nosedive and we have game shows that are super dumb, it'll be like the butthole is right. And all of our buttholes will be on file, and they'll have to. You'll have a three or four different buttholes, and you'll have to guess which one goes with the right person.
Yeah.
And then at the end, it's like you won. You won a new bike.
You won a new toilet.
Yeah.
It takes pictures of buttholes.
You won toilet paper. Maybe.
They say the development of the precision health toilet is a first step in a much longer-term effort to more broadly diagnose a host of diseases and disorders, including benign prostate hyperplasia, irritable bowel syndrome, and urinary tract infections.
Right. I think if you have a urinary tract infection or irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry.
But they're going to think I have it.
Well, they're
gonna... Just because every time I eat ice cream, I'm going to drop a huge... mess.
I'm sure they'd be able to tell.
Man, I'd hate to review video of that.
You'd hate to see it.
You'd really hate to see it. Imagine that. It gives
Dutch
you like
toilet
a review
cam.
Your toilet highlights. Your toilet highlights of the week.
Made a highlight video.
Like, if it's automatically sent it to you?
Yeah.
Here's your week in review.
Dude.
Ooh.
Man, I had a huge dump after the Taco Bell feast. Look at that.
Oh, you better share that one, James.
I'll post that one online for all my followers to check out.
This is funny. It's like, nobody freak out about conspiracy theories.
We are going to scan your buttholes, though, and start categorizing your poops.
Come on.
Don't freak out. Let us do it. Let us do it.
Yeah. It's very strange. And they're like, don't worry. They'll install it themselves.
Yeah. We're fine. It's for world health.
It's for the health of the world.
Just some creepy old Illuminati.
He's like, yeah, it's frightening.
I want to see all of their butts.
Step one up the new world order has begun.
Someone said my bank doesn't have that much security.
No.
That's crazy.
No.
It's a weird thing.
Someone said the toilets are going to get hacked by creeps with fetishes to watch us poop.
Of course.
I got 9 toilets going right now.
Well, just think just wait until the butt perv is selling them on Facebook for like $100 cheaper than the real one. And then all the morons just buy.
I got a deal.
Yeah, they're like, I got a great deal. And then it's just butt perv guy.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, they can't help you with anything medical.
No.
No, they're just jerking off watching your stuff.
Exactly.
They're shooting your poops like a Top Gun movie. There's cameras everywhere. Just every angle.
It'll be like that Matrix shot where it takes it all around the rim.
I guess.
And then, of course, of your dong, too, right? Because it has 2 urinary flow cameras.
Yep. It's getting everything.
What's going on with this?
And we're installing it ourselves.
If you want to read about this and see what it looks like, we put a link to this article up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com so you can see what this, butthole capturing toilet looks like for yourself.
Watching 10 years, we'll have it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you need it, Lise.
Save my life.
I got my weight way under control after I got the smart toilet camera systems. I got the toilet with the butt probe.
Whoa.
For his pleasure.
Yeah.
Advanced.
It's just checking me out right now.
It says my temperature's fine.
Yeah.
Someone said James will end up doing butthole poop TikToks.
Well, if they'll allow my video to stay.
It's
violate community guidelines, sure.
Well, there'll be a new...
I mean, I could do those right now if you want.
Yeah, there'll be a new system.
Yeah.
Did I see some warning yesterday about TikTok and urging people to delete it or something?
Well,
there's a lot of bad stuff.
Yeah. Me and Andy talk about it all the time, just like what's going on there.
Like, there's privacy issues, and they're like, we're being totally cool, don't worry.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't know.
But they're also pushing, like, weird agendas and emasculating men and turning women into sluts. And
I always just see dog videos.
I know, but that's because that's what
silly, funny.
Because that's all you've gone to look at. I've scrolled too many times. Mm. Through everything.
Me too.
And once you scroll too many times through everything, if you spend too much time, you'll start to see stuff that they're like, we want you to see this.
Right. Yeah, Lisa's not hanging out in the seedy underbelly of TikTok.
Right.
Yeah, no. You guys have been promoting it for months and months, and so I finally got it.
Based in China, right?
Yes.
China, it's Chinese only.
Chinese.
And now no U.S. government devices are allowed to have TikTok installed on
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, soldiers aren't allowed to have it. What else did I read? There's like a bunch of stuff, man. It's bad. But, like, I think it's been listening to me or whatever, and then it'll show you weird things. Like, if it listens to Lisa just talks about, like, probably Molly and dogs and happy things, you know?
Yeah.
Me, I'm like, I'm a real freak and weirdo.
Right.
Like, show him the bad stuff.
To send a message on there, you need to give your phone number, too.
Mm. Yes.
I didn't like that, so I said, nope.
Yeah.
No messages.
I've been freaking out about it. Plus, they think I'm oddly shaped.
They do.
The Chinese government thinks I'm oddly shaped, at least. And they won't let my TikTok videos go popular. It's a real thing.
Okay, but I will say this. On the upside, I agree with you that they don't think you're... they do think you're oddly shaped, but they don't think you're so oddly shaped that you get pushed through. Because you sent me a video yesterday of a girl where it was... That's wild.
I think that
times
they go extreme.
That's what I mean. So you're in that little gray area for them,
right?
Where they're like,
I'm
well,
just
you're not...
ugly enough not to make it,
right?
Yeah,
right.
I'm just oddly shaped enough.
Mm.
So I've been dealing with that.
Yeah, I'm reading articles. I've been dealing with.
I am.
Yeah.
It's my life.
Yes.
TikTok, is it a Chinese bomb in U.S. living rooms waiting to explode?
Well, that's not a bomb,
it's
but...
It's psychological warfare.
It's definitely... It's doing some stuff that you don't realize it's doing.
Hmm.
If you are using it at a prolonged rate. Like, Lisa just sees dogs and she maybe sees... Right. She sees
it a lot.
She's like seeing an Italian guy cook meals and, you know, the guy who does the different impressions of Trump and Obama.
There's a report here that it's taking all your data from your phone and sending it to China. Again, that's who knows. This is a new scientist.
Oh, boy.
Chinese are going to know I got into some weird porn.
Yeah.
The Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
They know everything about me because I made some videos.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
One video and they found everything out.
Yeah, they know.
So just a little word of warning there.
But yeah, I mean, I'm trying to figure out if Musical.ly, when they were Musical.ly, if Musical.ly was also a Chinese company, or did TikTok buy Musical.ly?
Oh, that's a good question. I assume they would have just converted instead of just music-based, like, hey, we'll change it to TikTok. We can get more people to use it, and it's not just music-based. Now we can get...
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, somebody else bought it and they're but then there's like things where like I think Chuck Schumer or somebody, like he's had been investigating TikTok forever.
Really?
Yeah. And it's crazy. There's crazy stuff.
We got Zuckerberg and now we got
TikTok. Gave everything to the Chinese. Can you believe it?
I mean
I was making a video with Billie Jean Grade, right? And then the Chinese took it all. And then they gassed me.
I'm telling you though, like when you look at TikTok and we talked about it, how they're pushing like a narrative of like, hey, American women, get used to a guy who
treats you like garbage
and like cheats on you, and that's okay, and it's just life, and you know, guys, it's like
they'll push videos where like a girl's dog and dude's wiener sizes and stuff like that, and it's psychological warfare that I think is meant to emasculate future generations.
And then anything that causes some kind of weird, I would say, social dissension gets pushed at a monumental rate.
Mm. Yeah, the content they choose for the For You page is like, a lot of it seems really innocent. It's a lot of people dancing and stuff, and then they'll slide in stuff.
Yeah, like there's this old guy that pops up on mine, you know, he's just cooking.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think that, I think you're impenetrable from the Chinese. I think the Chinese will never get you, Lisa.
Really? I don't know.
I don't know about that.
If she has TikTok on her phone, sounds like the Chinese are going to get her.
Mad grandma, the angry grandma.
Oh, she's great. Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. But see, that's how you get in. Like, you watch enough Angry Grandma, and then all of a sudden you're.
The old 1-2 punch.
Really?
You know?
Next thing you know, China's got you.
Don't let China get you, Lisa.
Okay.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.